I'm a class of the 1914. The first and second grades was on the downstairs, and the seventh and eighth high school was upstairs. There's another building to the west of it, took the third and fourth, fifth and sixth. Now, we did not have the privileges and the convenience that you have today. At that time, we had no inside plumbing. We had outside restrooms, the girls to the northeast and the boys to the northwest. That was rain or shine. Out in front of the school, there's four trees, two box elder trees on each side with a pump and a tin cup chained to the pump. If you want a drink, you help yourself. Then, in going to school there, we had no buses. Children from the country walked in. At that time, I was living out east of town here, 3/4 mile from here. At noon, we had an hour and a quarter for noon. I'd go out there and eat my lunch and come back. And you know you can do that in an awful short time if you're in a hurry to play, which I've been able to do it when I was going to school there in less than a half hour. Then, at that time, we had 15 teachers in high school. In the years when we started in here, while I was in high school there, they added on domestic science and music. There were two rooms down in the basement that's fixed up, for one for domestic science and one for manual training. Now, in those days, the basketball girls played. We had one post outdoors. We had no gym. If they played any games, match games, there's a building downtown which used to be known as the Crane Buildings, and up over that was an old opera house, and that's where we had our plays or basketball games. And I was looking in the old annual, the first one was ever put out in 13, and looking how the girls were dressed in those days to play basketball. Stockings, big bloomers, and a big blouse. And the same way we had, if you went to them swimming, you had full stockings on, the women had full stockings on, big bloomers and a blouse, then a cap put on the hair to keep it dry. Now, in order to keep the pupils in order, if you didn't obey orders and things, the teachers had the privilege to lick you, give you a good licking after school. There's one boy that got out of line, and a teacher gave him a licking, and afterwards they told him, "Did you know that you gave the licking to the boy of the principal of the school board?" She said, "No." So she went right up to see the principal and told him about it. "Well," he said, "if you can do that, I believe you look for a raise." When we was in high school, at one of the last years, the seniors, we thought we'd be cute. The girls brought aprons and we brought overalls, went up in the attic and put them on, and came down and come in the main center door and walked to the south end where we were sitting with them on just before the tardy bell rang, we were sitting right in front of the superintendent's office. He came out, he spoke to back up and take them off.